Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. My prayer for us today is that we would turn our hearts to seek God, our great I Am, as we become more spiritually aware of His presence in our lives. May we not miss a single opportunity to hear His voice, to obey His will, and to stand firm on His promises. May we be steadfast in our devotional time, going back to God's Word as the foundation of our lives, our source of wisdom and the truth that sets us free and gives us eternal hope. Our scripture for today is from Matthew 6:33. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, or strive after His kingdom and His righteousness, His way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you also. Let's get really honest with ourselves today by considering the following questions. How well do we know God? What is the first picture that comes to mind when we think about God? Do we truly know and trust Him as our ultimate source, spiritually, physically, and emotionally? Are we aware of His presence in every detail of our lives? Do we spend enough quiet time with God to know and understand His will for our lives, to know His still voice directing our steps? Do we constantly remind ourselves of God's promises over our lives and stand firm on His word and the truth that is only found in Him? Are we alert to recognize God's beauty in the world around us and to experience His goodness, grace, wisdom, and presence as we navigate through life? Do we believe that God is faithful to His promises and that when we seek Him, He will be found by us? And from a place of being filled by God, do we shine Jesus' light everywhere we go and proclaim the good news to all we encounter? May we pray daily, God, reveal more of Yourself to us. We want to know You more. Fill us afresh each morning as we seek Your face, so that we may serve You well and glorify You in all we do. As apart from You, we can do nothing. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Father God, thank You very much for this absolute pleasure that we have to be able to pray to You and just know that You are fully God and You are fully present, and that You are the great I Am, and that You are the answer to all of our questions, and that You never needed us to make You great, but because of Your greatness, Your fullness, Your perfect being, You decided to make us part of Your story.
Father God, we just come today and we want to thank You. Thank You, Lord, that we can stand firm on that truth that You are a promise keeper. Thank You, Lord, that You have blessed us with the word of knowledge, a word filled with Your knowledge and Your promises for Your children that we can hold on to. Thank You, Lord, that we can speak life into those promises, that we can take those promises and speak life into our situations. No matter how dark they are, Your word will light them up. Your promises will light them up and Your promises will be fulfilled. To come and fetch Your bride and help us to prepare ourselves so that we can be the perfect brides for You. Purify us and help us to just shine the light in the darkness so that more people can learn how amazing Your promises are for them, that more people can hold on to the promise of Your salvation.
Lord, I thank You that You are, Lord, You are the origin of everything, Lord. And I thank You that in a world like 2020 that's just been so chaotic and so crazy, Lord, where we all have hurts, Lord. We've all lost something, whether it be a family member, a friend, or a job, or just being stuck inside and not being able to see family or friends, Lord. We've all hurt this year, Lord. But I thank You in the midst of that hurt, that You are with us, Lord. That You never leave us, Lord. That You've been guiding us, Lord, that you are just the lamp that guides us, Lord God. And we thank you that we find our rest and our comfort in you, Lord. And I'm also just thankful, Lord, that we can cast our burdens on you, whatever they are, Lord. We can bring them to you, Lord. And I pray that in this chaos where the world feels like it's just been turned on its head, Lord, that we can just hold on to and grasp onto what is true, Lord. And that truth is you.
Father, we just come to you today with hearts filled with gratitude. Thank you for everything you do for us. Thank you for waiting on us. Forgive us, Lord, for not giving you the attention you deserve. And forgive us for placing other things before you. I pray that you would help us to stay focused and connected to you always. Help us, Lord, to become more spiritually aware of your presence. We don't ever want to miss the opportunity to hear your voice and experience you like we haven't before.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you love us so much, that you desire us to be in your presence. You desire to speak with us and to share your thoughts and your heart. Help us, Father, to spend more time, to be focused and intentional, like carving more time to spend in the secret place with you, to listen to your voice and what you want to share with us. Shelter us, Lord, from the noise and distractions of the world. Help us to be nurtured and refreshed so that we may grow deeper in your love and in your relationship. Let your word wash over us, Lord. Wash over our hearts and protect us, Father. Bless each person here, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we love you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.